Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's not a game, but all right, Chime Time, you're back. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Oh, he's back, and is he better than ever? Krishan, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Mutt, I'm great, man. It's good to be back. Glad to be back, hanging out with you, chatting with you. What's going on?
Not much. I sat down to sort of prep for the show and realized I'm going to get out of the way. I want Vegas stories, a little bit of football. We'll be done. So I did very little prep other than some basic stuff for today's show. So the people want to know, I want to know, how was Vegas? Did you survive? How was the gambling? Any tips for us? I'm going to wind you up and get out of the way, big boy.
Yeah, so a lot of fun. I did a decent amount of sports gambling. The process in Vegas is a little stringent or strict, I guess would be the word I would use. Like you have to just to apply on the apps, then you have to go to an actual sports book to get that verified and all kinds of stuff, which was luckily I was in a hotel that had a sports book right there, so I was able to do that pretty easily myself, but just in general, kind of a pain in the butt. But overall, the trip was fun. I had a lot of fun. My buddy's wedding was a blast. Shout out to Rob and Mia. I'm happy they got married. It was wonderful.
Congratulations.
The open bar after the wedding was phenomenal, especially because it's like $20 for a vodka soda there.
Yeah, so, I told you the prices, baby.
Yeah,
get ready.
You weren't
jacked up the prices post-COVID.
I got to tell you, though, some of the restaurants that we were like checking out and stuff like that wasn't quite as bad as I thought it would be. At least in certain spots, like you go to like, you know, your like Bobby Flay restaurant, the du jour, whichever one you want to go to, and you expect it to be astronomical. They were expensive, but they weren't like unless you're getting like a prime rib there, which is, you know, $85 or something. Like the pasta dish wasn't, you know, out of control for a place that's, you know, generally going to be overpriced anyways. But in general, in Vegas, everything is overpriced. Everything is they just jack it up, which I understand. People have to buy stuff, so it makes sense. But it's just holy smokes.
You did some sports betting. Any group sports bets hit? Anything that came close that you're annoyed with? Anything like that? Did you make it to the sports book the Sunday after for the big watch party to watch all the games?
Yeah, so which was awesome. So we went to the sports book Sunday morning, like first thing, and it was packed because the Raiders play. We're playing in Vegas, and you get to Allegiant Stadium walking through Mandalay Bay Casino. Like they have like a walkway there.
That's awesome.
And so we went over to Mandalay to check out the sports book. Packed to the gills prior to the game. Packed to the gills. So then we walk over to the Luxor, and as soon as the Raiders game started, so the 4 o'clock games, nice and plenty of space. You could sit down and watch. But prior to the 4 o'clock games Eastern time, it was just packed like sardines in there, it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. I didn't lose a ton of money sports betting, luckily. I had a really good Saturday hitting on Georgia laying 16.5 and the Bruins. The Bruins also helped mitigate my Sunday. I dominated the props on Sunday, not as much my picks, so overall kind of broke even there. What really killed me this week, Mutt, roulette. I'm a fiend for roulette.
Oh boy.
I love roulette. And holy smokes, did I lose? It was just a roller coaster. I was down 60, and then I was up 150, and then I was down 160, and then I was up 250, and then eventually I just lost it all.
Wow.
It was just.
Is there a certain way you play roulette? I know you were going to go there and just bet initially like 50 or 100 on a color to start the weekend, but you couldn't stop after that.
No, I was having a lot of fun, and my girlfriend was enjoying playing roulette as well. And so we were sitting at like the for a while, it was the $5 minimum. We eventually went over to the $3 minimum to make money last a little longer. And but it was just like I was at first normally
$3 minimum roulette in Vegas.
You had to make it last, my friend. And because like at first I was just like betting, it's like 10 here, 20 here, 50 here, 20 here, 50 here, and I'm just like shooting out money, and then I'm down a ton. I'm like, okay, I need to start playing smarter. And I did, and I started winning a ton of money, but then my smart strategy also started working against me, and eventually I just I was losing it all.
So roulette was the big killer for you. How about that?
It kicked my ass. I was really mad at myself for not walking away and at least taking some of the $250 up that I was. But you know what? It is what it is.
Mistakes were made. So yep. Somebody asks you now, I'm going to Vegas. Any tips for now? So you can say on your resume, you've been once. You stayed for the full 3 days. You didn't crawl out of there early. Good job by you.
Thank you.
Any advice for first-time Vegas listeners? They might be going to Vegas this year or next year. March Madness, Super Bowl. Thanksgiving ends up being a big time for Vegas. For people.
Yeah.
The Patriots playing could be some trips out there. So, and by the way, Patriots play out there at one point this year, right? They play
yes.
in Vegas.
Yep.
All right, so what's the Shime Vegas like elevator
speed? So I'll give you three tips, all right? First off, if you can, try to stay somewhere in the middle of the strip. So we were down at the Luxor, and so getting to the other end of the strip and stuff to check out other things is if you want to walk, it's kind of a little bit of a hike.
It's a walk. It's a walk, yeah.
Luckily, it's not an awful lift. It's only like $10 to get to the other end of the strip with a Lyft or an Uber or whatever you take. Regardless, I think being kind of in the middle allows you to go either way, which is best case scenario. Second, make sure to get your cash out ahead of time. There is a $10 ATM fee at like every ATM on the strip. So make sure you have your cash ahead of time and set yourself a nice little limit so you don't blow through all that.
Says a guy who ripped through his roulette money pretty quickly. Yep
exactly.
Smart.
And thirdly, the final thing is if you want to hang out at the sports book, make sure you get there a little early, especially on a Sunday. Like it was packed. It was definitely more packed than I think on a normal Sunday just because the Raiders were there. But so if the Raiders are out of town, then you're fine. Other than that, though, the sports books are a lot of fun. They're really cool to sit in, all the different screens going on, all the stuff, and you can live bet things. It's great. I love it. I love it there. I had fun. I don't know that I could do more than a few days in Vegas. The smoke and the loud noise got to me.
I'm telling you that I said I was concerned about you on that Sunday afternoon, Sunday night before the flight back because
that's when we were dead.
Thursday and Friday, you were there for basically 3 nights because you stayed out late on Thursday night, then Friday night and Saturday night.
Yep.
And so that is the max. I think two nights and out, even one night and out. If you get there early on a Thursday, you stay there like Thursday night and fly out Friday night, you can even make that worth it for 2 days. That third night, though, man, holy crap. I think your third night there, they'd open bar.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I had we had.
Thank God you were off Monday. Holy.
That was the plan. And I think in retrospect, I think like the perfect thing for me is I loved the flight we took Thursday night. If it was, on time, we would have been out to Vegas by about 6 o'clock in the evening. Have a late dinner, maybe do some gambling, go home. You have all day Friday. And then you can wake up, and I want like a middle of the day flight on Saturday home. That's what I want. Because it's like you can wake up, if you want to gamble a little bit more, have a couple drinks or whatever before you head to the airport, you can. And then you go to the airport, you're flying out of Vegas at like 2 o'clock, you're home by like, 10, 11 o'clock at night or whatever. And then you could sleep in your own bed and have all Sunday to recover. I think
it's
that would be the ideal trip for me.
That is actually the boxing trip. So we'd gone to boxing a couple times. We'd fly out Thursday morning. We do our show there Thursday and Friday. And for the first two of the three, the third one, we actually stayed for the fight on Saturday night. But the first two, they couldn't get us tickets. So they let you pick your flight on Saturday. And I did exactly what you said, like late Eastern time, like early evening, but late afternoon Vegas time on Saturday. So you can go watch all the early games for college football, take your time getting to the airport, and you're home for Sunday morning. So what you just said, I could not agree more, the timing of that. Get in there on Thursday and Friday, get out of there by Saturday. It's chef's kiss.
I'm
sure
they're. Agreed.
And by the way, I have not done this yet, but I'm sure, like on a Sunday, if you plan it out, and this was not the focus of the weekend, the focus of the weekend was the wedding, but if you plan it out where you get like a good setup and reserve your space at a sportsbook Sunday, I'm sure it's a lot more fun. But I'm with you. I stood there on that busy sportsbook Sunday, like, okay, there's nowhere to sit. I'm going to stand here and watch the just what I. I it's a lot of energy, but you gotta have a good place to sort of camp out.
Yeah, that's and if you're gonna reserve at a sports book, I think my buddy was saying it's like $150 for a seat at like Circa, but you get like three drink tickets or something stupid like that. I don't know, but I think the shorter trip would have been like you said, chef's
kiss. Listen, first time you made it work, and now you learned, and now we both agree, telling us, I tell people for next time, they're listening right now,
yep,
don't overdo it your first night out there. Two nights is perfect.
I think the next time, because my girlfriend and I definitely want to go back. We enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to go back. I think next time we want to do, like, a show or two, because, like, this time we didn't do that, right? We, like, walked the strip, and we explored, and that was a lot of fun, but we didn't go to, you know, like, your Blue Man Groups or Adele or whatever, and, you know, something like that would be a lot of fun.
The Thunder from Down Under. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mom, let's dial it back.
She would like it. She would enjoy it.
Oh, God. Or like go to a Vegas Knights game. I think that was the bigger bummer for me, is the Knights were playing, but they were playing on Saturday, the day of the wedding. And so, like, it was 7 o'clock Vegas time.
Yeah,
and that's dead middle of the reception. Yeah. So it's like no shot. And
you're skipping the reception for a friend's wedding to, you know, it's not.
Yeah, to go to a Knights game. So, like, ideally, next time we go out, it would be more so not even to gamble all weekend, kind of like we did this weekend, but to like go to a Knights game and go to a show or something like that.
All right, so let's. So I was 2-1 in my picks, and it was your Vegas Raiders who buried me. And I'll get to that. That screwed me in more ways than one.
Yep, same.
What was your 3-pick total? And any regrets or any? We allowed ourselves one bitch from the weekend. So I'll let you go first since you were out there in Vegas.
Yeah, I was 1-2. I think you and I have the same bitch, and so I will just immediately start. Screw Jeff Saturday and the Indianapolis Colts for telling us all week that you were going to start Sam Ehlinger, and then all of a sudden start Matt Ryan. That's absolute BS.
And by the way, not just that, unleash Jonathan Taylor, let him carry, have like 40 touches or whatever it was.
Like, what the hell, man? Like, the whole point of betting the under and the whole point against betting against the Colts was because Sam Ehlinger effing blows.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're bringing in a guy who's literally never coached anything, any facet of the imagination in the NFL. And so all of a sudden Matt Ryan's in there and he can basically call the offense himself at that point. So who cares if Parks Frazier is dialing up the plays, because Matt Ryan's just going to check out of him if he doesn't like it. And so, oh, it's just so frustrating. It's like, don't BS me like that. Like, tell us who the quarterback is, and then go and do that. And it just screws us. And it just absolutely, I was so mad. So mad.
There's nothing I could have done to hedge out. So started on Thursday. My complaint is not even I was annoyed about that. My complaint is the way that I put a bet together. I said to you Thursday that I loved the under in Thursday Night Football, was going to build some parlays, some ridiculous kind of like, oh, there's like 1 in 1,000 chance this hits, but if it hits, I'm going to get paid a lot of money. And so we got through the Thursday game. We got the Bucs on Sunday morning. We had the over we liked in Chicago and Detroit. We had the over we liked in Miami and Cleveland. So. Yep. It was like a 5 or 6 leg parlay that had one piece left, and for pizza money was going to pay in hundreds of dollars.
I was in the exact same boat.
So, as I'm building the parlay out, like one of my picks when I built this out on Thursday, one of the picks on the show, also the Steelers. By the way, Steelers at home. I bet it at +1.5. So the Steelers are part of it. One of my bets was Packers +4.5, and the other bet was the Raiders. And for whatever reason, as I'm building this thing out, instead of the last leg just being the Packers or including both there, like I went with my heart. My heart was, I'm rooting for Josh McDaniels. I'm rooting to somehow get salvaged on this 8.5 win total on the Raiders. And I'm rooting against these losers around here in New England and rooting against Josh. And so it came down to one of two bets. For whatever reason, I was building it out. I said, I want to put one more in here. And instead of doing Packers +4.5, which I ranked ahead of the Raiders pick when I did my picks with you and Maloney and Fourier and Mego, I put the Raiders there. And so it was something that on Thursday night, Bomber Brad actually talked about. He talked about betting with your heart versus your head. And the bet was already made, so I couldn't change it then. But I ended up betting with my heart and my rooting interest in Josh McDaniels instead of including the Packers, which I felt better about as a bet. And because I bet with my heart instead of my head, I cost myself again, you know, close to $600-700 on a small $10 bet. Like, it was just stupid, and you know, I didn't want to cash out, and I couldn't have hedged out. Like, so they announced like 4:05 kickoff for that one, whatever
yep,
it was.
4:05 kickoff.
on the field before the game, the announcement came like Matt Ryan's going to start. So I was in New Hampshire or had live betting available, I would have bet out of that position, at least what the hedge would have been, but I couldn't do it. So by then I was screwed. It wasn't going to matter. So I'm very upset with myself because I bet with my heart instead of my brain. My brain was suggesting the Packers was a better bet. They won the thing outright. It was not the Raiders. So I'm mad at myself for betting with my rooting interest versus my heart and cost myself a lot of money, even though, again, Jeff Saturday told us all week that it was not going to be that who started. So it kind of sucked. That's my annoyance. I made a bad bet. Made a bad bet, cost me a bunch of money.
Same. Annoyed. But good
Anything
news
else
is,
in the weekend?
Kicked ass on the props, though. Like, all three of my Sunday props nailed, like, right off the bat. Kenneth Walker didn't even come close to seven, didn't sniff it. Justin Fields had the over in the first half. Actually, it might have been the first quarter, for all I know.
He's an ATM machine right now. They can't make that line high enough.
Just an easy, easy cash. And then Jeff Wilson, too. Jeff Wilson Jr. had 50 yards in the first quarter. I was like, oh, this is the greatest start to any NFL Sunday ever. And then it all came crumbling.
And then I played more roulette.
Yes, I did. Yep, that's exactly what happened. I played more roulette, and then the roulette. Raiders still had to play. Those it all came crumbling down.
All right, so quick look ahead to this Sunday. We had the bye week. We had a nice, enjoyable week. It actually worked out well. I know you couldn't quite enjoy it the way that we did here, but we got up early with the kids, got to watch Brady. You know, looked like Brady. The Bucks looked legit again. Then I got to watch the best game of the year so far in the NFL, Vikings and Bills.
Awesome game.
And then I got to sit there and my wife could not understand why I was so into that Raiders Colts game. So it's annoying right now. They ended on a sour note for me, but I got to enjoy it, and it was Patriot free. But we're back to watching the Patriots against the godforsaken Jets. This thing opened a look ahead line at Jets plus 5.5. I'm seeing it at 3.5 in some places. Patriots minus 3 right now, and pretty even money. Chime. I just hit refresh. 63% of the bets and 63% of the money, exact evens on the Jets right now. 37% of the bets, 37% of the money on the Patriots. Any early leans for you on the for the second time in, what, 3 weeks now? Patriots, Jets, this time at home. Patriots off the bye. Jets, by the way, also off the bye in this one.
Yeah, so it's I think my initial lean might actually be the over in this game, oddly enough. It's 38.5, which is the lowest total on the board this week, which is wild. I don't think you're going to see the exact same Zach Wilson you saw the last time. Like, Belichick owns this kid, but I think he was like, I'm gonna prove all the haters wrong. I'm going to be awesome. And then was like, no, I guess I need to actually play conservatively and just not turn the football over. And that's how they beat the Bills, and they run the football, and they do it pretty well. So I also think that the Patriots don't play great at home. Like, they just haven't played great at home outside of that Lions game, and they just haven't looked good at end the Colts game, but the Colts effing smell. They were tanking until they hired Jeff Saturday, apparently. But prior to that, like, you're allowing 37 points to the Ravens. You allowed 33 points to the Bears. Both of those games were at home. Like, even dating back to last year with Mac Jones, this team has not been great at home. Since Tom Brady left, this team in general has not been a good home team. I can't pick a side in this game. I don't want to pick a side. I'm going to go with the over 38.5 here. I know the Jets defense is really good, but I also think that means that there could be a defensive touchdown one way or another. Zach Wilson could easily turn it over, or the Jets defense could make a play. And so I think that really plays into the over here. So I'm going to go with over 38.5 right now as my early lean.
All right. So Scheim is going literally against the right now, at least initially, basically the most one of those lopsided bets on the board.
That's what I want to do.
99% of the money right now is on the under in this game. 1% of the money is on the over. That'll change, obviously, as the week goes on. And the two games that are like that this week, the other one is I'm just going to the totals here. They're pounding the under in Broncos Raiders as well. That's at 41.5, 99% of the money there. And again, this is super early, so a lot of the totals have like 90% push one way. It's an interesting thought because we wanted the over last time these two teams played, right? And we got burned, I think.
No, I think we had the under in this.
Oh, I thought we started all week saying this game's going to go over.
No, that was the Lions game.
Okay, Patriots-Lions, they spent all week doing that.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a great feel right now. The talk all week is going to be, again, about Mac Jones and Matt Patricia. Like, is it going to be – I have more faith that the Jets offense ends up waking up here and not the Patriots offense. But I don't have the same conviction you do, really on the side or the total on this game yet. I'm scarred by watching real offensive teams all weekend play.
Yep, fair.
Now this is what we have to watch on Sunday. This Zach Wilson and Mac Jones.
Yeah, it's going to be
Matt
disgusting.
Patricia and the. They're just is the least exciting, least interesting. Well, it's interesting because the Mac stuff, but like as far as anticipation and entertainment, like from entertainment value, it's so low watching this team this year. So low.
It is like 20 other games. As low as it gets right now. It's awful.
So I have no early lean on that, but Shime is telling you he's leaning the over. Is it something you would bet early in the week since there's so much money coming in the under? Would you want to bet it now to get it locked in at, what, 38.5?
Yeah, no, I'll wait. With how much money is coming in on the under, I'm going to wait and see if I can get this down to like 37.5.
That'd be wild for a divisional total. And again, I know outdoor divisional total, second time teams meet, the games trend under, but this is a really, really low total.
It's 30 and a half
is the lowest by far, right?
Yeah, the next closest is 39.5 Rams Saints, which is just two awful teams
again.
Ugly game. I understand, like, one of the things I felt like I have done pretty well this year and has helped me at least is when there's 99% of the bets and money are on a certain side, I like to just toss some cash on the other side because you know the saying, the house always wins.
Yeah.
And so it happened in that Georgia Tennessee game. Like I see John Ewing tweet out, the house needs Georgia to win more than anything else on the board today because so many people are on Tennessee plus the points and the Tennessee money line. And what does Georgia do? They win and they cover easy. And it's like things like that where I look at it and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go against the public here.
Okay.
If the public is all in on one side, I like to sometimes fade that and go the other way. Another reason why I like the over.
All right. Anything else in this week 11 slate you've looked ahead at as you were Mr. Vegas out there? Oh, any future bets? Any futures you place to go back and collect later? Any Bruins futures you bet while you're out there?
No, not a single future.
Okay.
While I was out there, because I don't know exactly when the next time I go to Vegas is. So
you just said you wanted to go back.
Oh yeah, but we have a big trip planned for like next June, out of the country. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to afford to go back to Vegas is more the answer.
After the roulette tables, probably never.
Yeah, it's true.
Narrator voice, he never went back.
So yeah, so I'll stick to placing my futures on the DraftKings app in New Hampshire.
All right, week 11 is coming up. We have no Bruins until what, Thursday?
I think so. Yeah, I do have a hockey bet for you tonight, though. If you want,
get out of the way. Go ahead, buddy.
So tonight we got the Montreal Canadiens hosting the New Jersey Devils. Devils have currently won 9 in a row. I want to ride hot streak.
Oh baby,
give me the Devils money line in 60 minutes. So you got to win in regulation, no overtime, no shootout. Got to win in that original 60 minutes. Give me the Devils money line at -115. That's what I want. I think it's the best bet on the board. The Canadians have been pretty good. I think they won like 3 in a row. But this Devils team is really, really good. They're playing really good hockey right now. So I want to ride that hot hand while I can.
We'll be in the Devils money line in 60 tonight. We'll have a Celtics and Hawks bet tomorrow. Jason Tatum continues to dominate the NBA. We'll get into that on tomorrow's show. I do want to update the NFL MVP stuff as well. I didn't want to do all of this today because I want to spread it out over a couple days since there's only one local game tomorrow. The MVP thing is flipped big time. You know, Josh Allen may have cost himself the MVP this past weekend.
Yep.
Tua went from 14-1 to like 3.5-1. So we have to walk through where we are because I am not considering Lamar dead. In fact, I think Lamar is more alive than ever for the MVP.
Well, I totally agree.
I'll walk you through the slate on how that works tomorrow on the podcast, Shime. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave a 5-star review for Chris Shime. We gave you an unbelievable Vegas trip because your girlfriend is letting him play roulette. He's staying up till all hours of the night. He's getting the sports book. You hear that, folks? Time he got to the sports book like late afternoon on Sunday. He was not up and at him on Sunday morning.
No,
he partied so hard on Saturday.
Before we get out of here, too, I would like a quick shout out to a listener who tweeted at the show, and he won massively after last night's Monday Night Football game.
I didn't see that. Go ahead. What do we have?
So at Tiger Blood, he tweeted us a picture of his two parlays. He placed the exact same parlay, except with both Monday. He placed two of them, but each one ending with a different Monday night winner. So one had Philly -11, the other had Washington +11. Both of these parlays were $15 wagers to win $100.
Oh, baby.
And he cashed. He cashed on the Washington win. It's like, I mean, shout out to Tiger Blood. He sent us the parlays. I will retweet it now so you can go check it out. He had 12 pick parlay. Just went through, picked his slate, and he hammered it. So shout out to Tiger Blood. Good job by you. Well done.
See, now I'm getting caught. I'm looking at the mentions. I'm seeing it now. Look at that. Look at that. Just waiting for the cash to drop. Holy mackerel. 12 pick. If Dallas could, I had another one too. That involved the Cowboys at $2.50. That would have paid out big. Look at this guy. Handsome underscore swagger. Is the Twitter account. It's Tiger Blood.
Tiger Blood.
At Tiger Blood. Is that zeros or? I don't even know. But he has a hashtag Brady's back in his account. Look at this. What a hit. How about that?
Shout out to Tiger Blood. Big hit.
Good for
him.
You. Excellent job, Tiger Blood, with zeros or. Let us know what you hit. I'd love to have tweeted at the show my parlay, but the Raiders were having none of it, and I'm an idiot.
Same.
It's BetQL Boston on Twitter. Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on the Odyssey app. More Week 11 tomorrow. MVP race update. I'm going to talk people into, if you missed the beginning of the year, why you can go bet Lamar Jackson right now and still feel good about it. We'll have a Celtics bet for tomorrow, and I'm sure something else will pop up between now and then. Shime, I'm glad you made it home safe. I missed you.
I missed you too.
Our Monday podcast and our Saturday podcast, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning bright and early. Thank you, buddy.
I can't wait, Mud. I'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.